sugya going to say there in terms of the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. So we learned already, I may be getting dina sayam tzarek shiomar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. Rabbi Gamliel omer af ha-mevi min ha-rekim min ha-cheger. Rabbi Gamliel says, even if you bring from Rekem and Cheger, you also need to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. And the Gemara and Daf Dalet Amid Aleph tells us that the Tanakama is going to disagree. He's going to say that that's Smuchos, and Rekem and Cheger, you don't need to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. There's actually a tremendous amount of confusion of what exactly Rekem and Cheger is. What exactly qualifies as Rekem and Cheger? So we're up to the third Rashi. Zok Deheliger Rashi, Rekem and Cheger. Targum, Rekem and Cheger is a Targum Shel Kodesh Uvein Barod. Mitargiminam Bein Rekem and Cheger Bereishis Tez Zayin. So what happens in Bereishis Tez Zayin? What's the story over there?
Hagar,
very good. Right. That she's abandoned by Be'er Lachei Ra'i, which is described as Bein Kodesh Ubein Bored. And there the Targum says, Rekem and Cheger. Now Rav Shai Shlita pointed out, he was very bothered by the map that Gershon Hyman gave me from the Mishnah Behira. Because he was very bothered, who has the map? And I've destroyed all the maps before. He's bothered that Shekach. He's bothered, where did this take place? Where's Be'er Lachei Ra'i? That's all the way in the south. So how in the world did they make such a... It's one thing if they get a few kilometers off. But they put Rekem and Cheger all the way in the northeast. So at first glance, it seems like our map is deeply flawed. We'll leave that hanging for a moment. Okay, so Rashi says it's a target ben kodesh ben barad. That's what Rekem and Cheger is. And Rav Shai pointed out we're going to have different explanations of what Rekem and Cheger is, but this in many ways is the smoothest, because Rekem and the Targum, according to our Mesorah, goes back to the time of the Tanoim. So we'll use the language that the Tanoim use. So where does the Targum use the expression Rekem and Cheger? They use the expression Rekem and Cheger in this context, and therefore it'll be Be'er Lachei Ra'i, and then that would mean that this map is very wrong. And then our Mishnah would be giving us three different boundaries. One would be a few different boundaries. One would be Medina Sayam, that's all the way to Mediterranean Sea, northwest. Then going down a little bit to Akko. Then we would be going to Ashkelon. And then also somewhere along the south, towards the center, that's where probably Be'er Lachei Ra'i is, towards the center of the country. But Rekem and Cheger would be a very, very different place. Let's continue on. Rashi, afil mikfar ludim, shehi mechutz laretz. Even kfar ludim, we learn in the Mishnah, is considered chutz laretz. Rabbi Eliezer says, even kfar ludim lulud, which is of chutz laretz. Even if he brings it lulud, shi smuchalo, v'hi me'eretz yisrael, it's samuch, and it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Will be Gemara mefarish pluksayu, the Gemara is going to explain that kfar ludim lulud is muvla, and that's different than Rekem and Cheger, wherever Rekem and Cheger is, that are smuchos. The Chachamim Maimon back into the Mishnah, Ein etzarach shiyom v'fan nechta v'fan nechtam, Ela ameivim dinas hayom v'amoylech. The Chachamim disagree, and they say it has to be two medinas hayom mamish. Be an open question, we have to get back to what exactly then is the machlokas between the Chacham and the Tanakama. Once we present that the Tanakama is a separate position, so what's the machlokas between the Chacham and the Tanakama? V'amevi mimdina l'medina v'mdina sayam, tzarek shiomar b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechtam. Not only does it apply mimdina sayam to Eretz Yisrael, but from one medina to the next, in medina sayam, you also have to say v'fanei nechta. Rav Shim Gamli Eloimer afil mehegmonya le'egmonya. Even if Eretz Yisrael itself is divided by two different governors, two different gangsters, so then as well, because there's no longer communication between one and the next, So then you have to say, b'fanechta, b'fanechta. The Gemara is going to point out that that makes sense if ein eid mitzuyin l'kaimo is the reason for b'fanechta, b'fanechta. But how does that relate to ein b'kiyin l'shma? You should know in general, Rabosai, that the sugyas and gittin are all very intensely interwoven. And to have a full havana ad hasof of the shitas over here, you're going to have to, I don't know what the Talmidim who are leaving after 4 months are going to do. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge after 4 months to have a full Havana. I'm hopeful that when it comes Pesach time, we'll have a full Havana. Because there are a lot of things that are... The Gemara only asks this question I just asked later on. So we need to be patient to understand everything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mirekem Mizrach Verekem Kam Mizrach. Rabbi Yehuda says the Rekem is considered part of the east. Me'ashkelon Ledarim V'ashkelon Kidarim. Ashkelon is part of the south. And therefore, you say v'fanechtam in the above places. Me'akol Lutzafon V'akol Lutzafon. Rabbi Meir Omer Akol Keretz Yisrael L'gittin. Notice Rabbi Meir's Lashon. Rabbi Meir doesn't claim Akol is part of Eretz Yisrael, but Rabbi Meir says Akol is Keretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Gittin. Let's see Rashi. V'amolech Meretz Yisrael L'mdina Seyam Me'egmanya L'egmanya B'gmar Farish Ir Achas Shehayiba. There was one city, the Hayiba Shnei Hegmonim. There were two governors, Makbidim Zalzesh, Loyu Bnei Hegmonia Zon, Nechnasan Chaverta, and that's easier to understand in terms of Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rekem L'Mizrach, Me Rekem Atzof Olam L'Mizrach Ahavim Medinas Hayam. The Rekem Atzma Nidonis Kimizrach Olam, and Rekem itself is considered the East, V'lo Keretz Yisrael, and not Eretz Yisrael. V'hamevi Me Rekem Tzarech Lomar B'fai Nechtam B'fani Nechtam. And someone who brings from Rekem needs to say Fanechta Fanechta because it's not considered Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Kulam. Rekem L'Mizracho Shel Eretz Yisrael V'chutzla. Now Rashi just spells out the boundaries. Rekem is to the east of Eretz Yisrael and outside of it. So, again, going back to our map, the map here is pretty good. At least it's on, whether it's north or south, at least it's on the east. It's on the east of Eretz Yisrael and it serves as the southern border. V'Ashkelon L'Droma, and Ashkelon serves as the southern border. Va'ako Litzvona, and Ako serves as the northern border. So we have a basic sense, except for the southeastern corner, we have a sense of what's most of Eretz Yisrael. Avo Mayriv Shel Eretz Yisrael ain't Tzarek Gvul. But the western side doesn't need a Gvul. Shayom Agodol Gvula. Because the Yam Agodol is its border. K'dichsiv u'gvul yam. V'hoye lechem hayam Agodol. Because the sea serves as the border of Eretz Yisrael on the west. So Akko, even though it's very close to Yam HaGadol, is not there to give us the western border. Why? Because the western border is a natural border. The western border is the Mediterranean Sea. Rabosai, is there anything interesting to you about the end of Rashi over here? We're going to ask a bunch of questions, Bezer Hashem and Rashi. Anything interesting about, let's start with the end of this Rashi. The last part that we just read. Yes, Yaakov?
We're talking about the
difference
between the Yushi Babad and the Yushi Yisrael.
Right, most of you already began to see the Tosas. And clearly the Mishnah is during the time, it's during the time of post Kedusha Rishona, just to spell out the words. Kedusha Rishona means the time that Yehoshua conquered Eretz Yisrael. We paskin la halacha, according to most opinions. Kedusha Rishona, lo kitshalasa lava, the Rambam gives a beautiful explanation. Where the Rambam explains in Hilchas Zroim, the Rambam says that the reason for that is because we conquered it physically during the time of Yehoshua, and therefore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that we're no longer entitled to it physically, so then the conquest was gone, and therefore it disappeared. The Rambam says beautifully, but the second Kedusha, what's the second Kedusha? It's what we call Ole Babel, the time of Ezra, that also appears in the Bible. I emphasize the Talmidim, the reason why Eretz Yisrael is so much smaller during the time of Ezra is because though most people didn't want to make Aliyah. Why didn't they want to make Aliyah? Because the Israelis were nerds. Because the water didn't taste good. It was a lot easier to live in Bavel. So that's, most people didn't make Aliyah. So therefore Eretz Yisrael was a lot smaller than original Eretz Yisrael. And a smaller group came. Kedusha Shnia, though, was Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavo. The Kedusha Shnia stayed L'Asad Lavo as well. Why did it stay L'Asad Lavo? The reason why it stayed L'Asad Lavo, says the Rambam, is because Ezra didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael physically. What was it? It was a Hirur Tshuva. That those that came, you read Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, it's mind-boggling, the Sefer. The Sefer describes that people didn't even know what Rosh Hashanah was. People in America didn't know, in Bavel, didn't know what Rosh Hashanah was. And so what happened was that Ezra and Nehemiah led a tremendous Hirur Tshuva. That Kedusha stayed forever. And the Kedusha of Bayis Shlishi, or let's talk about our return to Eretz Yisrael, Shivas Tzion, with Bias Goel, so then that starts already with the Kedusha of Ezra, as described in the Pesukim themselves, despite all the tremendous challenges that took place at that time. So this process continues. The same thing that happened 2,000 years ago is repeating itself today, until there'll be a final Kedusha La'asid level. The one exception is Harabayis, right here. That the Kedushas Harabayis, according to the Rambam, that Kedushas HaMakom, once it was attained, was a Kedushas HaMakom that stayed forever, and there was no lapse in the Kedushas HaMakom at any moment once the Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash over there. That didn't go through the process of Chorban and Binyan. The Kedushas HaMakom, Kedushas HaBayis stays forever. When people learn Gittin, they skip these sugyas. These sugyas are beautiful. They're not easy. These are beautiful sugyas. It's living the past and living the present. And it's Taira. It's real, real, real Taira. To know the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, to understand the history of how it developed and so on and so forth. And we'll get back to the Fine Nechtam. So what Yaakov is pointing out is the following. Many of you already saw that Tesis is going to raise the following problem. How can you say that Ashkelon is not Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yehuda? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Ashkelon is considered the south. So what's the classic approach amongst the Rishonim? So the classic approach amongst the Rishonim, as we'll see, you know, we'll do the basics of the Tosis, the first part, to put our arms entirely around the sugya we're going to need the beginning of next week as well. Tosis says that when it comes to the discussion of the borders, here the Mishnah is talking about Kedusha Shnia. We're not talking about Kedusha Rishona. Let's take a look in the beginning of Tosis. The Ashkelon Kedarim Hikshir Rabbeinu Tam. Dil Ashkelon Eretz Yisrael. Ashkelon is considered Eretz Yisrael. Dichsiv B'Yoshua Zos Haaretz HaNesheres HaAshdodi Ashdod VaAshkeloni Uksiv Pili Yisrael Nachla Kasher Tziv Yisicha V'Akakach Lachdua. And fell to Klal Yisrael as a Nachla, and then they conquered it. Kidichsiv b'shoiftim. Vayilkod Yehuda as Azav, as Ashkelon, as Gvula. Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, the amazing Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is, the Olei Bavel lo kivshua, that the Olei Bavel did not conquer it. Kidamer perikama de Chulin gabi Beis Shan. Like it says in Chulin Adav Zayin, an area of Beis Shan, that area, Harbe Krochim Kovshum Olim, it's right in the context of that area, the Gemara says there were many areas that Yoshua conquered, Velo Kovshum Ole Bavel, but the Ole Bavel did not conquer it. And therefore, Vilakach, Ein Talmidei Chacham Mitzuyim Sham, Ein Batei Dinim Kvuyim Sham. We're going to have to analyze that statement in a moment, but the Yisod of Tosos is that the basic working shot is that our Mishnah might very well be working with the Kedusha Shnia, and when it came to Kedusha Shnia, Tosis is suggesting that Ashkelon finds its way on the outside, even though by Kedusha Rishona it finds its way, of course, in the inside. That there's no disagreement. You know, some left wing Jew who, you know, learned Gemara in sixth grade is going to open up and he's going to say, "Oh, Ashkelon." Even the Jews say that Ashkelon's not part of Eretz Yisrael. You know, he learned the Mishnah. So it's amazing the things that they dig up and they misread. So that's not true. That's in regards to the Mishnah is talking about Kedusha Shnia. It's true that in terms of Kedusha Shnia and the Fanei Nechtam, there is an open question in regards to Ashkelon. That's how Rabbeinu Tam understood this. Again, we're going to see even though he's going to strongly disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, that point is going to be the same, and it's mistaber, it's logical that's what we're going to be working with. Because when was the Mishnah written? The Mishnah is written between the times of Bayis Sheni and the destruction of Bayis Sheni itself, probably even mostly after Bayis Sheni. So clearly, of course, that's already after Aliyah Shnia. So comes along Yaakov, and Yaakov points out that Rashi is really striking over here. What is Rashi over here? This is Tzarichim number one in Rashi. Today we're going to focus more on Rashi than I'd like to get to Tosus too, but Shlemus, we're not going to get in Tosus entirely yet. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi does something mechudesh over here. Rashi, when he gives the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which boundary is Rashi giving? He's giving us a boundary from Bamidbar Lamidalid. Bamidbar Lamidalid is describing the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael from the time of the Aliyah Rishona, the original allotment, which one day Mirtz Hashem is going to be the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which is quite striking. That's Tzarichim number one on Rashi. Who can give me Tzarichim number two on Rashi? What else is fascinating Rashi before we even get to the Tosis? Yes, Yosef.
It considers Rechem as Medina Siam, which would mean that what is the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel arguing about?
Very good. Wow. I like the way you formulated that. What exactly is the machlokus between Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel? And what are you bothered by Rashi, by Rechem and Cheger?
It says that Rechem to the east is Medina Siam. So if it's Medina Siam, then what's the machlokus? Because Talmud says the Medina Siam, you would have to say it. It says also Rechem, but if Rechem is part of Medina Siam, then what's the difference?
Rechem is part of the Medina Siam,
right?
And that's the opinion of Rebbe Gam. Whoa, where do you see that? Hafuch. From Rashi is Mashma that this is Kadesh and Bered, that is part of Eretz Yisrael.
It's later Rashi.
Oh, the Rechem, where Rashi says, Atzman Idonis Kemizrach Olam Velok Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi there says that's not considered Eretz Yisrael according to, you're talking now within Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Within Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says it's not considered Eretz Yisrael. So you're asking, according to the definition that we had above in Rashi, that it's Be'er Lachai Ra'i, right, it's that area. So then, why would that be considered outside of Eretz Yisrael? Okay,
it doesn't just call it Chutz Eretz Yisrael; it calls it Medina Siyam.
Right. Okay. Good. I like that kasha. Write down Yosef's kasha. What's then the svara of Rebbe Yehuda? Good. Good. What else? We're going to throw out a lot of questions. I'll leave it to Rashi now. Every sugya has its own dynamic. Sometimes what we're going to do is we're going to have a stira and a Rambam, and we're going to have a Reb Chaim and a Reb Tali Trup. But the first step is always. And the first step is always to make sure that we have the Gemara Rashi as clear as we possibly can before we go on into the other Rishonim. Yes.
I mean, just the way Rashi defines
Yehuda Leib, right? Yeah, go ahead.
Shot in the Mishnah, how Rashi defines the Hamoli.
Yes.
What would he then do with the Kiyin Lishma? Because it's from Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, so I'm intentionally avoiding all those types of questions. I'm intentionally avoiding all types of understanding of why we're going to be doing B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Don't worry, it'll be coming out of your ears in Mirtz Hashem around Cheshvan time. So I'd like to leave it for now. I'd like to focus on Rashi and the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. What else is in terms of Rashi? Yes, Simcha?
It only talks about the Western border, which is that doesn't change.
Right.
So I don't understand why that's a Tzarichion.
The first Tzarichion was that the definition that was one of the Talmidim's Tzarichion, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the Talmidim said had Tzarichion. What's the definition of why would Rechem be considered? Is that what you mean? The first Tzarichion Medina Sayam. Why do we quote from Tanakh? Because at the end of the day, that is a gvul that's considered a gvul from Kedusha Rishona, not necessarily a gvul from Kedusha Shnia. You're quoting a source from Kedusha Rishona. So you want to answer, so Simcha wants to answer at Tzarichion and saying, yes, it happens to be from Kedusha Rishona, but at the end of the day, because it's a natural border, that was also the border during the time of Kedusha Shnia also. That's what Simcha wants to say. Okay, Reb Nachum Pertzavitz didn't agree with you, but it doesn't make you wrong. Very good. I hear. He wants to give. That's an interesting answer. Okay, I'll show you what I'm referring to by Reb Nachum Pertzavitz shortly. Okay. Yes, Yosef. What else is difficult in Rashi? Write down, guys. Write down what the other. If I don't dismiss it out of hand, so write down what Simcha says. Simcha wants the answer. Tzarichion number one, and say that. It's true. Rashi quoted a source that's Kedusha Rishona, not Kedusha Shnia. But at the end of the day, that Kedusha Rishona was important also Kedusha Shnia, because it's what we call a natural border. And that happened to be the border as well to the west, even when it came to Kedusha Shnia. What else? I don't think Simcha, once we have that, then all the Rashis are clear. There are a lot of absolutely striking things in these Rashis. What else is interesting in Rashi? Yes, Yosef? Presumably he's disagreeing with the Chachamim, but we will discuss that down the line in the Gemara. Yes? He's just saying why you don't need a Gvul.
No, he says Ma'arav says Gvul.
Right, don't...
Why don't we discuss Ma'arav?
Yafet. I hear the Shana Gimel guys. I hear what you're saying. I hear. Okay. Yes? There are other things that are difficult. Well, I'll let you say something, Isaac, and then I'll start moving into gear. Yeah, go ahead. The ones that came back, but the majority didn't come back, and therefore those areas weren't filled. That's mafurish. Okay, Rabosai, number one. As Tosas asks on Rashi in Dibra Maskel Rekin V'Cheger, according to Rashi's definition, Targum Shel Ben Kodesh Uvein Barad, that definition of Rashi is a very, very strange definition. Because at the end of the day, what is the reason why Rabbi Gamliel disagrees? The reason why Rabbi Gamliel disagrees is Rabbi Gamliel presumably considers it as part of Chutz La'aretz. If that's so, Tzarech Iyun number one, why did Rashi emphasize that it's Bein Kadosh Vein Barad? Why did he emphasize specifically that? And let me make it stronger. Rashi in Dibar Maschalat Fil Mikfar Ludim Lud, what did Rashi say? He said, Shehi Mechutz La'aretz. So why, when it comes to Rekin V'Cheger, there Rashi gives us a Targum. Just a Targum. And a Targum that Tosis himself is very bothered by. How does that Targum work? That Targum is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not Mimdinas Hayam. It's not something that's Mechutz La'aretz. Number one. Number two is that why did Rashi not say, if Rashi holds not that way, then why doesn't Rashi say that it's Mechutz La'aretz? That's difficulty number three is, why does Rashi say Targum Shel Ben Kadosh Shel Barad and not say Chutz La'aretz? Why is Rashi bringing out the Targum altogether? What's Rashi's point by bringing out the Targum? Number four. Can anybody tell me what's difficult in Rashi Dibra Maschel Lud Shehi Smuchala? What's difficult with Rashi Dibra Maschel Lud Shehi Smuchala? Yes, Simcha? Not only is Rashi difficult, why did he say in the Targum, why did he give us the Targum in this case? But Rashi is also difficult that the Gemara actually says that what's Samuch? What is the definition of Samuch? Not Kfar Ludim Lulud. What did the Gemara tell us the definition of Samuch on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph? The Gemara said Rekin V'Cheger is Samuch. And in fact, what's Kfar Ludim Lulud? What's the Chiddush of Kfar Ludim Lulud? Muvlahos. And Rashi doesn't say that. So Rashi said, "Afilu mekvar lud mishim chutzar to lud she smucha la v'hi me'aretz Yisrael." Lud is in Eretz Yisrael. Kvar ludim is outside of Eretz Yisrael, but it's samuch to kvar, but samuch to lud itself. That's difficult. It's different than the Gemara. Okay. So let's summarize the difficulties in Rashi. Number one, why did Rashi emphasize the Targum? Number two, why does Rashi say Samuch by Kfar Ludim Lulud and not say Samuch by Rekin V'Cheger? Number three, Why does Rashi say when it comes to Kfar Ludim that it's Samuch, even if the Gemara says that's Muvla? Number four, why does Rashi say that Kfar Ludim is Chutz La'aretz, yet when it comes to Rekin V'Cheger, he does not say that it's Chutz La'aretz? All he says is Targum Shalvein Kadesh Shalvein Barad. And number five is, why does Rashi, which was the kasha that Simcha and who else was it? That what we were bothered by is at the end of the day, why is it that Rashi over here says that Gvul Yam is the border? If at the end of the day it was what Yaakov was bothered by, that the Gvul Yam, the halacha is that it will define b'fanechtam, if in general we see that we follow Kedusha Rishona and not Kedusha Shnia. Now the Marsha, that we follow Kedusha Shnia in general, not Kedusha Rishona. The Marsha in the back alludes to some of these problems without solving all of them. Says the Marsha and Dibar Maskel Lulud, Shiis Mukhala. The Marsha says like this. Rekin v'cheger nami smuchas mikri. Rekin v'cheger is also called smuchos. Elo shekfar ludim smuchos tfei. Shemuvlo inhen kidamrin lekamon b'gemara. So the Marsha suggests that when it comes to rekin v'cheger, einach nami, it's also samuch. But kfar ludim is more samuch because it's muvla. Kidamrin lekamon b'gemara, as the Gemara explains. So, the Marsha is learning as follows. The Marsha is learning that when the Gemara on Daf Dalet says that the machlokis between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Gamliel is about muvlos, the Rebbe Gamliel says that muvlos you would not say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And Rebbe Eliezer says that muvlos you would say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Says the Marsha, that's really a machlokis within the din of smuchas. In other words, according to Rebbe Gamliel, it's so samuch that even he agrees, once it's muvla, it's so samuch. In other words, what we have over here is like this. Ludim and lud are close to, and kfar ludim are close to each other. They're close to each other, plus it's muvla. So for Rebbe Gamliel, if it's going to be samuch, so then in such a case, that's not enough to get you out of fanei nechtam, fanei nechtam. But if it's so samuch that it's samuch and muvla, that would be a samuch that even Rebbe Gamliel would agree with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says smuchos alone. So says the Marsha, that's what Rashi is driving at over here. When Rashi wants to say that smuchala, that Rashi wants to say that's the most samuch you could get. That's what Rashi is emphasizing, smuchala. But Enoch Hanami, the Marsha is alluding to the problem. And the Marsha is alluding to the problem that we said in many different forms at Tzarech Iyun moments ago. But at the end of the day, Rashi doesn't talk about samuch. He gives us a targum, and he doesn't emphasize the samuch part at all. So the Marsha says that's because Rashi wants to point out that muvlos is even more samuch than a regular samuch of Rekin V'Cheger vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael. Marsha's not answering many other parts of why Rashi said it this way and not that way. Why did Rashi give the pasuk? Why didn't Rashi give us the gvulos of Kedusha Shnia, etc., etc.? All of those things, the Marsha doesn't get involved with. The Marsha just notices one of the questions of why did Rashi not say smuchas? And according to Marsha, it's a technical answer. It really doesn't explain what Rashi wants to do in Rekin V'Cheger when he quotes the Gemara. According to Marsha, it's a technical answer because he wants to emphasize that it's even more smuchas. In brackets, as Hamevin Yavin, I want to point out that according to the Yamshel Shlomo, this teretz of the Marsha is not correct. I see a couple nodding heads. Because the Yamshel Shlomo has a diun of whether muvlos is automatically always considered smuchas. There are times that muvlos could also be rechokos, right? So the way we're setting it up over here, that kfar ludim lulud is a paradigm of samuch, according to the Yamshel Shlomo, samuch and muvlos are two different worlds. The way the Marsha is understanding the Gemara, which is a standard way, remember, the Yamshel Shlomo had wild nafkaminas that came out from him, and we said that fits in according to Tosas. But at the end of the day, the Maharsha's understanding is not going to be like the Yamsha Shlomo. He's going to understand that Samuch and Muvla are the same. Are the same thing. In other words, Muvla is what makes a Samuch even more Samuch. And that's going to be something that will be mafkia v'fainachtam, according to Rebbe Gamliel. Tov, continuing and wading through the pshat, let's now continue on with the Tosos. So comes along the Tosos, and Tosos takes the approach of emphasizing the Olei Bava. So let's pick up again from Rabbeinu Tam. Who wants to read from Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam? Go ahead, Zach. Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam.
Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. The only Bava lo tavshua k'damar b'perik kamon d'chulim gavli beit shon harvei k'rafim kavshum olei mitrayim v'lo kavshum olei bava. So a lot of places were captured by olei mitrayim and not by olei bava. Ulekach ein talmidei chachamim mitzuyin sham v'ein batei dinin k'vuin sham. And therefore, talmidei chachamim were not common there, it says, well, and Beitinim were not said.
Okay, let's take a look and see how the Tosas Harosh says the same teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, but he does it in a more succinct fashion. The Tosas Harosh in the Kovetz. Oh, by the way, you have them also in the Oz Vahadar in the backs, right? You have the Tosas Harosh there. Either way, says the Tosas Harosh, he presents Rabbeinu Tam in the following manner. Says, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, in Dibra Maskel Ashkelon Kedarim, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, Da Ole Bava Lo Kivshua, Kedamrinan Beperikama Dechulin, that when it comes to Ashkelon, the Ole Bava didn't conquer it. Gabe Beishan, that's like we see by Beishan. Ulefi Shelo Kidshua Ole Bavel, and since the Olei Bavel didn't conquer it, Ein Talmidei Chacham Mitzuyim Sham Ve'Ein Sham Batei Dinin Kvuim. So, says the Rabbeinu Tam as follows. The Ola Shnia is important, Rabosai. Here I ask you a shayla. Here I have a Chakira and Rabbeinu Tam, and there's only one piece of emes. Sometimes a Chakira both sides could be true. You know, they say the joke that somebody came in, two Balei Dinin came into a Rav, Each one of them presented their side. The first one presented his side, and the Rav said, "You're right." The second one presented his side, the Rav said, "You're right." And then the Rebbetzin called out from the kitchen. She said, "How could they both be right?" And she said, "You're right too." And he said to her, "You're right too." So sometimes you can't be that both Sadim of the Chakira are correct. Sometimes they can. In this case, I'm not giving you a legitimate Chakira. I'm asking you two possible ways you could read Rabbeinu Tam. One is right, and Lania's Daiti, one is wrong. Is Rabbeinu Tam saying that the Hagdara of B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, is whether it has the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael according to Kedusha Shniyah? That's possibility number one. Or is Rabbeinu Tam saying that the Hagdara of B'fanei Nechta is whether there are Talmidei Chachamim due to the Kedusha Shniyah? Is it dependent on whether it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael from the Kedusha Shniyah? That's one possibility. Or the other possibility is that's not dependent on whether it has Kedusha Shniyah, but it's dependent on whether there is Talmidei Chachamim due to the Kedusha Shniyah. The answer is number two and not number one. Sometimes when you read the Tosos, you can misread the Tosos. The way a lot of people in the world say over mistakenly the Tosos is that Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that we follow the boundaries of Kedusha Shniyah. That's not the correct way of reading the Tosas. Now, why do people make that mistake? Just let's make a reading point. Let's read Tosas' words again. So here, Tosas emphasizes Aliyah Shniyah. So you could have read Rabbeinu Tam as saying that those areas that were kavush by Olei Bavel, those have fanei nechtam, because those have batei dinim. And those areas that were in kavush, they don't have batei dinim. Says the Rush differently. The Rush says the following. The Rush says Ulufishalo kachua, they don't have batei dinim, which is mashma, that if you have an area that did have ole bavel, but does not have batei dinim, then you would have to say b'fanei neftam, b'fanei neftam, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that comes out more clearly in the Tosfos HaRash than it comes out from the Tosfos itself. But the Yesod is this Yesod, that Ashkelon was not part of the Ole Bavel, Ashkelon did not have batei dinim, and memela you have b'fanei neftam, b'fanei neftam. However, I'm adding that according to Tosfos, even if it was part of the borders of Kedusha Shnia, but for whatever reason does not have a Bez Din, and there aren't Talmidei Chachamim, then in such a case you would have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Yes, Yisroel.
That's the Rishita.
Oh, so the question is, how's it going to fit back to Rishita? We'll get there.
You can just read that. He's saying that any place that was captured by Ole Bavel, by definition, is going
could
to
be.
Have...
Could be. I'm not precluding your understanding. But it's definitely not the other way. It's definitely not that that anything that if it has Kedusha Shnia, automatically it doesn't have a Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. Ipso facto, that's simply part of Eretz Yisrael. That's what I'm precluding.
Anything that's captured by the Holy Bible has Kedusha.
I know, but what happens if it doesn't have Batei Dinim?
Seems like you're assuming that any place that does have...
Fine, but I want to make sure the Talmidim don't make the mistake that anything that automatically has Kedusha, the p'tur of the Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam is the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. That's not correct. It might be a litmus test of whether it is. It's the Simen, but it's not the Siba. Okay, continue on, Zach. Avol Kasha.
I'd also fit into Rashi, who said that... going back to the whole Melita Zayama.
Let's leave Rashi. But we will get back to Rashi, Bli Nether. Go ahead. Avol Kasha. Go ahead.
Avol Kasha, the Rekim of Kager Mash, Mahacha, to have in Futsal Arts. The Tibi Yoshua, the Kaju is Kadesh, Bahar Naftali. The Lekim of Mimar, the Lokav Shua Ole Baba. The Recipri, the Parshas, Havai Ekev, Kasha, the Rekim of Kager, Bahadi, Karachim, Shikav Shua Ole Baba. So, It's a kasha because it's a difficulty because Regem and Chager here seem to be outside of Eretz Yisrael, but in Yoshua it says that they were Mekadesh as Kadesh, and you can't say that it wasn't captured again because in Eke by Ole Bavel, because in the Sifri on Eke says that it specifically was captured by Ole Bavel.
Beautiful. So now that Tosis has developed his Shita, that when it comes to Ole Bavel, that is going to be the determinant because that's where there are batei dinim. Batei dinim is the reason that you say fanei nechtam, but that's where there are batei dinim is only by Ole Bavel. So that's all then. Rekim v'cheger doesn't make any sense, asks Tosas. Because Rekim v'cheger was clearly part of Ole Bavel. And the Ole Bavel had Talmidei Chachamim and batei dinim. Continue. V'yesh lomar,
the tray Rekim v'cheger of it. That there are two Rekim Mechayer. But also Rekim Mechayer, the Siv Gave Avram, Vayosha Ben Kadesh Uvein Shor, the Targum Ben Rekim Uvein Zagra, the Arzo Shel Avimelech, the Plishtim.
By the way, maybe I'm not going to discuss this. If you have anything to add to this, please come over to me privately. This is not the Pasuk that Rashi was quoting, even though it was the same Rekim Mechayer. Rashi was quoting from Tezayin, and Tosfos here in Bereishis, and Tosfos quoting from Chaf in Bereishis. Continue.
Also, the Eretz Yisrael, the Mistama, the Avram, the Yitzchak, how you dar in Eretz Yisrael, the Yoshua Nami, Mashma, the Plishtim, the Eretz Yisrael. The also reckon with that here, I have a Ma'arav, Eretz Yisrael. So, Avram and Yitzchak are presumed to have been living in Eretz Yisrael, and so too Yoshua with the Plishtim was presumed to have been living in Eretz Yisrael. So this Rekim Mechayger is in the west. The Plishtim in Maravel, that the Plishtim were in the west. The Yam Plishtim who Gvul Maarav Shel Eretz Yisrael. That the Yam and the Plishtim are the Gvul on the western side of Eretz Yisrael. The Rekim Mechayger Demas Nisan Hayavam Mizra. Get down read him Rekim Kemizra.
Okay, beautiful. So Tosis comes along and he says, according to my Hagdara, I'm going to need to say there are two Rekim Mechaygers. That in itself is pretty wild. Although, if you take a look at the Hamasifta, the Chazon Ish counts six different Kadeshes in Tanakh, in six different places. So it's not so wild that there be at least one city with the same name in two different places. The Chazanish counts six different Kaddish, and that gets very, very complicated. So at the end of the day, what emerges over here, according to Tosas, is that you have to say that there are two Rekem Echegers, because there is a Rekem Echeger that is clearly within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and then in such a case, then even Rebbe Gamliel would say that you don't have to say B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta, but rather this Rekem Echeger is on the east. By the way, that I think is the answer to Rav Shai's objection to the map. It's true that according to Rashi, this map is entirely wrong. Rekem Echeger is somewhere over here, somewhere. I don't know topography very well. But according to Tosos, Rekem Echeger is on the east. So now, I'm not sure if somebody could show me why they assumed it was northeast. Why it was northeast, then I'm not sure why they put it up in northeast. But I do know why they put it on the east. And that will work nicely. Another problem, whether they're adjacent to each other or they're north-south to each other, that's a different issue. But at the end of the day, it does make sense. Tosis points out where Tosis says, "V'rekem v'chegad masnisin hayavim misrach kedarmina rekem kemisrach." So that will make sense. Of course, this is the west. This is the east. So that will make sense. That rekem v'chegad is going to be on the east. Whether it's that far north, as our map has it or not, that I don't know. If anybody has information to that, I'd be interested. Tov, this is the Yisod of Tosos. We're going to have to ask the Aliyah Shnia, and once we ask about the Aliyah Shnia, then you have Batei Dinim and Talmidei Chachamim Mitzuyim. Zach, you're doing a great job. Continue on. Va'ako. Everybody have it? First one in lines, Kedamrina, right above the Kamon, Daf Ayin Vav on the base. Go ahead.
Va'ako. Avon Gav Dikav Shua Ole Vav Kedamar Besov Ksubus. Rabbi Abba, Hava Menashe, Kipi Da'ako.
What a beautiful, beautiful Gemara. I have a family member, a sweet child, that said that when he gets off the plane, he's going to kiss when the land of Eretz Yisrael when he comes. And the adults talked him out of it. Chaval, it's so beautiful. Shouldn't talk the children out of it. So Rabbi Abba, that's what Rabbi Abba did. Rabbi Abba was an adult. He kissed the land of Eretz Yisrael when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, you know what? Let's leave before we get to Mishach. So we'll get to that in a moment. So what's Tosis doing over here, Rabbosai? You put a big period before Va'ako. And what's Tosis doing now? Va'ako, I forgot to come Shua Le Bavel, no? What's Tosis doing over here?
What's Tosis doing over here?
What's that?
He's addressing a problem that we're going to
have. We have Akasha. What's Akasha, Josh?
We said the issue before was that Ashkelon was conquered, but now we're going to have a problem with Akko because Akko was conquered.
Right. We say that the halach is that Akko is considered part of the north, and you don't, and you need to say B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechtam. But wait a second. Akko was part of the Ole Bavel. If it's part of the Ole Bavel, so it's part of Eretz Yisrael. If it's part of the Eretz Yisrael, so then in such a case, then what would we presume that there are Batei Dinim and Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore you should have to say Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtam. That's Kasha number one. Continue. Ubeperek Mishach, so.
Ubeperek Mishach, so. Parach Lamemra, Da'ako La Meret Yisrael Havi. Ki Havu Miftere Rabbana Me'adadi. Da'ako Havi Miftere Me'adadi. Lepisha Asher Batez.
And question number two is that in Gittin we learned that when the Rabbanon left each other, so there they would go up to Akko. Ba'akko ave miftri mi'adadi. Why? Because Akko is outside of Eretz Yisrael. So Tosas asks, I'm all confused about Akko. On the one hand, our Mishnah seems to assume that Akko is considered outside of Eretz Yisrael, because you say B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta. Yet, at the same time, when it comes to the case of Rabbi Abba, so what did Rabbi Abba do? What did Rabbi Abba do? He kissed it because it was Eretz Yisrael. And yet in Mishach, so again, it seems that the Rabbanim were carefully, they didn't go to Uman on Rosh Hashanah. They were careful not to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. Could be. If you're in New York, it's mutter to go to Uman. But to leave Eretz Yisrael might be very well usur to leave Eretz Yisrael. So then it's there's an isur lots of Eretz Yisrael, which applies even to this day. Applies to this day. So if it's usur to leave Eretz Yisrael, so they were careful not to go. Now exactly where vis-a-vis Yaakov, it's not so clear exactly what he's referring to. What he's referring to vis-a-vis Yaakov. So here he says, as we're going to see in Tosfos Teretz, the Rabbanim were careful to go up until they would say goodbye to each other. For those who had to go back, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for certain reasons. You're allowed to leave for certain reasons. That Gemara and Ksuba spells out. That's not the Divrei Kabbalah. They're spelled out what the reasons you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. One of them is Parnassa. So then in such a case, they would say goodbye to each other, and the Rabbanim who were able to stay, that didn't, they were able to do Shana Gimel, so they were careful to stay by the border. So Tosis Kasha is, what is Akko? Where does Akko fall? So what's the Teretz? Amar Rabbeinu Tam. So again, this is all Rabbeinu Tam developing. Go ahead.
Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the low kasha, midi.
The low kasha, midi. It's not difficult at all.
The Akko had the Chetzi of Eretz, the Chetzi of Chutz La'aretz.
Period. Yeah. Okay. So Tosis' answer is that it depends. There's part of Akko that's in Eretz Yisrael, and there's part of Akko that's in Chutz La'aretz. The Ramban and the Ritva give a beautiful teretz to this kasha. Let's take a look at the Ramban. To appreciate how lucky we are to be in Eretz Yisrael. Let's take a look at this Ramban. Says the Ramban as follows. The Ramban goes through a bunch of different possibilities of how to deal with the above questions. I'm going to read the first part of the Ramban quickly, spell out the different questions, and we're going to focus more on the Ramban's Terutzim and his second Teretz. Says the Ramban, Avzu Kasha, with the borders of Eretz Yisrael, Ashkelon Ladarim is also difficult. Sharei Ashkelon, where Dibar Maskelon, Ashkelon Kedarim. Sharei Ashkelon Eretz Yisrael Avid Dichsiv B'Shoftim Vayukod Yud Vesh Ashkelon B'Kakos B'Yeshua Chamesh Yisarni Plishna Ashkeloni Yipilu B'nei Yisrael Nachlo V'Chein Ba'Akko Sheshaninu Akko Kitzaf and Kasha. And also to say that Akko is the north is difficult. Dichsiv Asher Lo Horish Es Yoshvei Akko Mashma Shem Eretz Yisrael Avid U'Kedamar B'Chulin. It's also Mashma that Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael as well. U'Miik L'Mad Amar Bei Shav Lav Eretz Yisrael V'Aksiv Menashe Lo Horish Es Yoshvei Bei Sham. And if you're going to say the answer to all the above questions is like Tosus wanted to say, that we define things by Ole Bavel, and these above areas weren't conquered by Ole Bavel, Ha'amar b'ksubis, but then we learn in ksubis, Rabbi Abba v'menashke kipi da'ako, alma kedusha, that Rabbi Abba considered it as having kedusha. So here the Ramban gives two terutzim. Ikol memer. Now I'm going to read a little bit more slowly. For the ambitious amongst you, do the whole Ramban from the beginning to the end. Ikal Meimar, Svirale, Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asad Lavo. One opinion is to say that we are, all the above cities fall into the category of Kedusha Rishona's Kitchel Asad Lavo. Ulef Ficha Chaisa Chaviva Leim. And to Rabbi Abba is dear. Ah, you have to say a fine Nechtan, fine Nechtan. Why? It's part of Eretz Yisrael. Because now Tosis is suggesting we paskin like the minority opinion. We don't paskin this way. Against the Rambam that we described, the beautiful Rambam that we described, that says that Kedusha Shnia is lasting, the Ramban is suggesting maybe even Kedusha Rishona was lasting. In other words, Yoshua's conquest. But our Mishnah is assuming not that way, because our Mishnah says that the halacha is that we say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, even in areas that were part of Kedusha Rishona, avol inyan gittin kivan shelo kavshum, einam b'kil shavu mitzvim l'kayim d'lo shchichi bezdin. So one way of answering, says the Ramban, It's like Tosis, but different than Tosis. It's like Tosis, and like Rabbeinu Tam, to be more precise, it's called Rabbeinu Tam because we have a different sheet and the Riyad. It's like Rabbeinu Tam in the sense that you define whether there's Batei Dinim or not, but it's different in the sense that he's saying we're going to follow the opinion that says Kedusha Rishona is lasting, and we're going to use the rules of Kedusha Rishona in terms of defining what is Eretz Yisrael, and that's what Rabbi Abba used. However, when it comes to get, we don't follow the Kedusha of the borders at all. The borders are not important altogether. And what are the borders of Eretz Yisrael? Ashkelon's part of Eretz Yisrael, not like Rabbeinu Tam, who says no. And therefore, for Trumas and Maestros, you're going to have to be much more machmir. We're in Mila Shemitah. There are different kulas that are used towards the north and so on and so forth. According to this day of the Ramban, those kulas don't exist because the borders of Eretz Yisrael are the original borders of Eretz Yisrael and part of this whole broader map. Vinami or else, says the Ramban, Svir Lei, Lo Kitchel Asad Lavo. You could say that's Lo Kitchel Asad Lavo. Le'inyin Trumas and Maestros. In regards to Trumas and Maestros, there's a mistake in the com over here. I always thought that this was a good kovetz, but here we found their first mistake. It should not say Vi'inami Svirle Lo Kitchel Asad Lavo. It should say Vi'inami Svirle Kitchel Asad Lavo Le'inyin Trumas and Maestros. We say that it doesn't have Kedusha vis-a-vis Trumas and Maestros. But Chaviva Alayhu. But nevertheless, to Rabbi Ava, it was dear. In other words, Akko is not part of Eretz Yisrael for Trumas and Maestros because we hold Kedusha Shnia, and therefore, unfortunately, the borders were smaller. However, it was dear to him. The Ikadami Kedusha Shlishis Yesh Lahem, because you could say that ultimately it is going to have Kedusha. And of course, for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Akko is part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even though for Trumas and Maestros, it's not Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros. If you take a look at the Ritva also says this idea out quite beautifully. Take a look at the Ritva where he says, who says that our chavivus of Eretz Yisrael is dependent on whether it has the halachic kedusha bizman hazeh? Our chavivus of Eretz Yisrael is that, I'll add to the Ritva's words, it's the land that was given to our forefathers. The land that was given to our forefathers wasn't actually necessarily the land that we occupy during kedusha shnia because of our own limitations. As we mentioned, because people were scared to come to Eretz Yisrael. But that doesn't mean that the Chavivus is going to be any less. The Ritva's words on Bay, I think it's the first Ritva that you have in the Kovetz Mefarshim. The Ritva says on page Bays, Aval Akshav, six lines from the top on Bays, Aval Akshav Bavonaseinu She'ena Kedusha Klal. Yes, Akko doesn't have Kedusha. Lekel Meimar de Chibas Kalaritz, but Batal, you can't say that our Chibas Aritz was lost. Vakati b'mekayma amedes. Of course that remains. Of course that remains. Ayin Sham. Beautiful, beautiful expression. In other words, there is a notion of Chibas Aritz because we know that this is Eretz Asher Yorshu Avoseinu. Even though that Kedusha isn't practical, that doesn't mean that there isn't a tremendous Chibas Haaretz. Ad kan divrei Ramban varitva. So that's a different answer, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had to say quite a chiddush. What did Rabbeinu Tam do? He drew a line through. He drew a line through Akko that the Ritva doesn't need to do. Now, Tosis goes on and he asks and develops more kashas on Rabbeinu Tam. And we're going to do it, Emir Tzeshem, next week. But what I would like to do with you first, because we're running... Oh, you know what? We're not Meshubit to Mincha in the Beis Medrash. Okay. I hope it's okay. We're going to go a little longer today. Only thing is just in terms of food. Ramesh knows whenever we end up in this room, then we end up going longer. We just have to make sure that this... Is it okay if we go until 1:30 and the guy's at Mincha later? That's what we'll do? Is that good? Okay. Okay, we'll do that. We're going to go to 1:30. Okay? So let's skip down. We're going to do next week. We're going to pick up with some of the kashas next week, but I want to get back to at least some of the tzarchiyons and Rashi. Okay? There's no way that you can go through this taisis fast. Again, this is a serious sugya. We'll come back to some of the kashas, but let's go to Va'amari. Yes, Josh. Va'amari, by the way, for those of you looking for it, the first word of the line in Tosis is the Afra Tomek. Yeah.
What led us to Ramban?
Yes. What led us is that the Ramban and Ritva answer the question about Akko and Rabbi Abba in a different way. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he's bothered. How could Rabbi Abba show Chavivus Teretz Yisrael? But at the end of the day, our sugya seems to say that it wasn't part of Kedusha Shnia. And not only did our sugya not say it, the sugya in Misha Achso as well seems to say that it doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz. So he says that there still is a Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael, even if it doesn't have Kedusha Shnia. That's what led us to bring out that point. The Omari comes along the Ri and he says the following. Dafilu bitzad shel Eretz Yisrael. Even if something is part of Eretz Yisrael, sarich lomar lefanei nechtav. You still need to say lefanei nechtav. In other words, comes along the Ri and the Ri attacks the whole assumption of Rabbeinu Tam. The whole assumption that we had in Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri says, is not correct. Rabbeinu Tam had asked, I don't understand. How could it be that you say Fanenechta in Ashkelon? How could it be that you say Fanenechta in Ashkelon? At the end of the day, Ashkelon is part of Eretz Yisrael. Comes along Tosis, and Tosis says, well, that was only Kedusha Rishona, not Kedusha Shnia. Says Rabbeinu Tam, says the Ri, no, you don't have to get involved with that at all. Who says that something that's considered Eretz Yisrael automatically doesn't get b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Let's see inside. V'amari, da'afilu b'tzad shel Eretz Yisrael, tzarech lomar b'fanei nechtam. Lefi shu b'sof ha'gvul, v'rachok me'ikur yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Anything that is at the end, by the boundaries, on the periphery, and is distant from the Yishuv, then in such a case, you have to say Fanechta, Fanechta. Umuflag Beina Yeshivas, Mina Yeshivas, about the Dinim. And it's far away from the Yeshivas and the Beis Din. V'chein Yeshet Haritz Gabi Ashkelon. And the same answer applies to Ashkelon. V'gabi Rekim V'cheger. And by Rekim V'cheger as well. Kfar Sisai will do later, Bezer Hashem. So the Ri comes along, and the Ri says, has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's true that Ashkelon is part of Eretz Yisrael. But at the end of the day, if the Yishuv is far away, so then in such a case, we say, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. In other words, what the Ri has done is he's gotten around the whole assumption that we've had that this is giving us the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Then, according to the Ri, everything is open. We no longer are making a statement in our Mishnah what is part of Eretz Yisrael and what is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael was bothered, what's the nafkamina between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? The difference is the following. According to Rabbeinu Tam says that our Mishnah is giving us the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael of Ole Bavel, Kibush Sheni. These are the boundaries. And these are the places that have Batei Dinim. And the Ri is saying no. Even if you have something that doesn't have a Beis Din, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because there were areas in Eretz Yisrael that didn't have Batei Dinim. L'may nafkamina between the two. At the end of the day, everybody agrees that the Fanei Nechtam is going to be defined for whether there's Batei Dinim or not. The nafkamina is whether our Mishnah is giving us the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah is giving us the boundaries in Eretz Yisrael. And those boundaries of Kedusha Shniyah have Batei Dinim and Talmidei Chachamim. According to the Ri, no. We're not giving us the boundaries at all of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Ri, we're just finding those cities that have Batei Dinim Kvuim. That's the whole story. With that, we're now ready to go back to Rashi. Who does not understand anything that we did in Tosfos? To summarize what we did in Tosfos, let's just summarize. We have Rabbeinu Tam throwing out kasha after kasha after kasha. This you're assuming is not an Eretz Yisrael. It is an Eretz Yisrael, to which Rabbeinu Tam says we're talking about Kedusha Shniya, to which then Rabbeinu Tam gets stuck in Akko, so he divides Akko in half. So what does the Ri do? The Ri says, no problems. Mishnah is not giving us the Gvulim Eretz Yisrael. That's the nafkamina between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. The Mishnah is not giving us the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael at all. Rabbeinu Tam assumes that if it's in the Gvul of Kedusha Shniya, then there were Batei Dinim and Talmidei Chacham. The Ri says no. Unfortunately, they came back to Eretz Yisrael. Those who were closer to the cities had Batei Dinim, and those who were further did not. And therefore, when our Mishnah says that's considered outside of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean outside of the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, our Mishnah is no longer going to be compared at all to Eretz Yisrael and all the Shas. This is a unique halacha b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. What has Batei Dinim or not? And the fact that we call it Medina Sayam is not a halachic Medina Sayam. It is a spiritual Medina Sayam. That's what we're talking about. Medina Sayam is a spiritual Medina Sayam for the Ri. But it's not the Gvulus of Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it is. And then according to the Ri, you don't need to split Akko in half. Okay, now. Once we have this distinction between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, so now we're ready to revisit some of the tzarachins we have in Rashi. But let me take what was on the minds of the Talmidim. Yes, Yisrael.
So according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if you had a city which didn't have Batei Dinim, but was still in the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, then it would still be not under the Tekan of B'fanei Nechta.
Correct. Correct.
So the also is because...
Right. In other words, practically, what as I just said, the nafkamina is not nafkamina in Hilchos B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. The nafkamina is whether you can learn the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael from our Mishnah. Rabbeinu Tam is saying yes, and the Ri is saying no. Yes, Zach.
This is all going under the assumption that it's about the key and the Shema. No, I mean,
Let's leave it aside. I think the answer to you know what? Let's leave it for now. I'm not willing to necessarily be masking, but it's going to take us again to where Yehuda Leib wanted to go, where I don't want to go yet. Let's leave it. Yes, Simcha.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, that he's defining boundaries.
Yes.
So he means to say that Ashkelon is the southernmost point.
That's right.
So it doesn't make sense that they didn't conquer Hebron when they came up.
What Simcha is bothered by is Simcha points out, Simcha actually knows Eretz Yisrael because he's zochet to live here. He points out that Hebron is further south than Ashkelon, and he's bothered that at the end of the day, it could be that how could it be that Hebron wasn't conquered? The kasha on the Mordechai and David song, Mi Azul Tamid, right? Avram Fried, Slicha. So. And again, if you put this in the hands of left wingers, they'll distort things tremendously. So, but that's what's coming out. Rabbi Osai, I'm not going to review our tzarachians and Rashi, but let's begin to readdress Rashi. I want to show you the. Did I not photocopy it? Oh my goodness. And I left it downstairs. Oh, so we're saved by Rav Ginsburg. Rav Ginsburg has a Nachlas Moshe over there. Are there any other questions that people have? Maybe I want I'll say outside and tell me a photocopy afterwards. Thank you very much. Nachlas Moshe comes along and he suggests a brilliant pshat to Liba de Rashi. I'm going to give you two pshatim. Bezer Hashem according to Rashi. I don't claim that this pshat is going to answer all the tzarachiyuns, but it will it will give us a broader sense of what's going on over here. Comes along Nachas Moshe and he says that it could very well be that Rashi is taking sides, and this makes a lot of sense to me, that Rashi is taking sides with the Machlokas, with the Ri, as far as whether we're defining the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And he suggests that Rashi learns like the Ri. Rashi is going to be like the opinion like the Ri, where he's going to hold that we view Eretz, the Chiyuvim of Fanei Nechta, as entirely separate from the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Where is this? Just a second. I realize I can't do two things at once. I can't talk at once and look at once. One second. Here it is. Yeah. So again, the Rashi's of the opinion that we follow the sheet of the Ri, that the halacha is that b'fanei nechtam isn't dependent on the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's dependent on simply whether the people have batei dinim or not. If that's so, then we can answer why Rashi didn't say Rekem v'cheger is outside of Eretz Yisrael. It could very well be that Rashi is of the opinion that Rekem and Cheger is considered what? Rekem and Cheger is a part of Eretz Yisrael itself. And Rashi goes out of his way to say Kfar Ludim is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yes. But Rekem v'Cheger is an Eretz Yisrael. But Rekem v'Cheger has the chisaron that the Ri says it has. That despite the fact that it's an Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi goes out of its way to point out Targum shel bein kadosh v'bein barid, it could very well be that it's part of Eretz Yisrael. But even though it's part of Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, it has the problem of Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, as a problem of people not being Baki B'Lishma. That will be a beautiful Hesber and Rashi. Im Kenim Advarim. Now let's take a look at the Rashba that I put to you on the Mar Mekomos. What does the Rashba come along and he asks on Rashi? He says, Rashi, you're absolutely wrong. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, Rashi, you're wrong. Why does he say Rashi is wrong? Pirish Rashi, the Ramaskal Rekim Vecheger. Pirish Rashi, Dainu Kodesh Barakim Vecharmim Bein Rekim Vecheger. Vein and Ira! The Kodesh Ubarad Meretz Plishtenhein. The Kol Eretz Plishten Meretz Yisrael. He says it's all part of Eretz Yisrael. So what's the teretz of how Rabbeinu Tam learns? So Rabbeinu Tam is going to learn. There are two Rekim Vechegers. According to Rashi, based on this, it could very well be that Rashi learns like the Ri. And the Rashi is going to say that when it comes to b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, even if it's within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, even if it's within the boundaries, the halacha is that you still have to say b'fanei nechta, if it's in an area where people don't have a bezin. And therefore, when Rashi says, afil mikfar lud shehi michutz la'aretz, Rashi is learning that that is considered chutz la'aretz. And Rashi doesn't want to say that it's considered smuchos rekem v'cheger, because for some reason Rashi is not emphasizing what the Gemara says, that it's smuchos, because the smuchos over here is, in the Rashi, smuchos mean outside of Eretz Yisrael. If it's Muvla is emphasizing what's in the boundaries and what's out of the boundaries. Muvla says that it's swallowed up, but outside of the boundary. That's the smuchos that Rashi is talking about over here. So it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. What's the smuchos of Rekem v'Cheger? Possibly, according to Rashi, suggests the Nachas Moshe. The smuchos there are smuchos that they're next to areas. One has a bezin talmidei chachamim, and the other doesn't. But since it's not, it of itself, Rekem and Cheger do not have batei dinim, So then the halacha is you have to say b'fanei neftam, b'fanei neftam, even if it's close to something else. And Rashi just wants to put on the map. So what does Rashi do? Rashi puts it on the map by quoting the Targum. Now, according to this pshat, it's not so clear why Rashi needs to put it on the... It doesn't answer Tzarech Yonah why the Targum. So Rashi should put it on the map. Rashi also, according to this pshat, what's difficult to me in the Nachlas Moshe is Rashi should have said that at the end of the day, there aren't Talmidei Chachamim or Batei Dinim. All Rashi does is he quotes the Targum. That's all Rashi does. It also doesn't answer why Rashi gave us the Gvul from the time of Tanakh, although it could very well be that we're no longer operating with the Hagdoris of Tosos, that those things, like Rabbeinu Tam, those things that are part of the Gvul presently of Eretz Yisrael have Talmidei Chachamim, those things don't. Rashi's no longer bound by that. So Rashi, because we're not, it's not dependent on Batei Dinim, which are dependent on the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Because Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael don't have Batei Dinim. So now Rashi could choose from any the best examples, whatever he feels are the best examples. So the Gvul Yam is the best example, even though it doesn't come from the boundaries of Kedusha Shniyah, even though that boundary is from Kedusha Rishona. So the only thing that's still difficult according to this is why did Rashi say the Targum? Why did Rashi give us specifically the Targum? And also the Iker Chasim in Asef, the thing that bothers me the most about the Nachlas Moshe's Pshat is that Rashi doesn't tell us anything that the Ri says. There's no, it's all speculation. B'das Hari, B'das Rashi. That Rashi really holds like the Ri, that it's dependent on Batei Dinim, and it's not dependent on the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. At the end of the day, Rashi didn't say it. What he did answer, what the Nachlas Moshe did answer beautifully, is what the Marsha didn't answer. And that is, the Marsha said, I'll tell you why it says Smuchos when it comes to Kfar Ludim, because that's really Samuch. And Rekin Lecheger is not so Samuch. So we asked, but at the end of the day, then why does Rashi not say samuch when it comes to Rekin Cheger? At the end of the day, it is samuch. So according to this, according to the Nachlas Moshe, it's because Rashi doesn't want to get involved on whether it's considered samuch in terms of the boundaries of whether it's in Chutz La'aretz or not. According to Nachlas Moshe, we want to emphasize the most critical factor is whether there's a Beis Din or not. It's not dependent no longer. It's no longer dependent on the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Want to push ahead with more, and then I'll let you take, and then I'll take questions from Talmidim. There's a fascinating mahalach that Rav Nachum Pertsavitz has in Rashi. He claims it's the sita of Rashi and the Rambam. Let's take a look at this. Rav Nachum Pertsavitz was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir, one of the most important Magidei Shurim of the previous generation. Rav Nemtzal Shlita learned with him b'chavrusa. A beautiful anecdote. Rav Nemtzal told me once that Rav Nemtzal's Rebbetzin is part of the Finkel family. Rav Nachum Pertsavitz was also, and they learned every once in a while, they learned together, Bechavrusa. And one time Rav Nemtzal said a chabura in the yeshiva, and Rav Nemtzal asked him, and Rav Nachum asked him, what did you say on? So Rav Nemtzal said to him, I said on this sugya half of the time, and I spoke about in Yonah Diyoma the other half of the time. And Rav Nachum Pertsavitz gave him Musar, Rav Nemtzal told him. He said to him, for Yeshiva Bachar, the Nyana Diyoma is the Masechta that we're learning. That's side to which I told Rav Nemtzal that Klal Yisrael is very much indebted that Rav Nemtzal speaks on Nyana Diyoma, not only on the Masechta that the Yeshiva is learning. But Rav Nachum Pertsavitz was known as one of the greatest Marbitei Torah of the previous generation. His Shiurim are absolutely fantastic. They're very, very sharp. Within Rashi, very, very sharp diukim in Rashi. His son-in-law now is probably the greatest Marbitz Torah today in terms of, if you one use the measurement of numbers, Rav Asher Arieli, who's the grandson of Rav Yaakov Arieli, who was the Rosh Yeshiva America's Harav. So Rav Asher Arieli is one of the, says shir to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people every day. That's Rav Nachum's son-in-law. Okay, let's take a look at what Rav Nachum says in Rashi over here. I hope we photocopied the right thing. Yeah. Let's take a look at Os Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer me Rekim l'Mizrach. We have the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda who says that we go from Rekim to the east. The simple pshat, says Reb Nachum, is Reb Yehuda lo ayri klal b'pluksa Tanakam and Reb Gamliel. That Reb Yehuda is not getting involved in the machlokas of Tanakam and Reb Gamliel. Reb Eliezer l'inyim v'vasa safas. The chol dvar bo raklik boa is ha'ikar gvul l'inyin gittin. And all Reb Yehuda wants to do is just give us a general boundary. Achein midivrei Rambam mashmalokein. But from the Rambam's mashma, not this way. The inei b'Rambam appears shamishnayis kasev. The leinyan gvulei eretz Yisrael halacha to Reb Yehuda. Uleinyan smuchos umuvlos lo nizkar klal b'dvarav. When the Rambam gives us the halachos, he passes like Reb Yehuda, and he doesn't say anything about reken. He doesn't tell us anything about kfar ludim. Ubishleim uleinyan smuchos yesh lomar de medivrei Reb Yehuda de reken kimizrach yesh lomar de bayars hasmuchos kam kein tzarich lom fanechtam fanechtam. Ulam le'inyim mivlos ain kol raya. So you say he's bothered at the end of the day. Why didn't the Rambam give us a definition? Ube Rambam as well. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchas Gerishin Halacha Hey Lo Hevi Lehedya Ludin Smuchos Umuvlos. He doesn't mention Halacha. Elakos of Stam. All he writes is that maybe get me Makom Makom Dinas Hayam. Am Dinas Hayam Yaretz Yisrael. Tzarech Lo Mar Refani Nechtab. Achein b'halacha yud kasav u'b'halachos b'ilchas trumas yisparu tchumei Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to defining the boundary, the Rambam says, look at Hilchas Trumas to define the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. U'pshuto nirit that b'halacha zu hevi Rambam l'din smuchos amavos de kemodali in trumas ein chiluk bein shar chutz la'aretz l'bein ayaris ha'smuchos amavos hachinami linyin get. At first glance, we could say that the Rambam doesn't differentiate. But he says that's not correct. Dihine betosis besugi mavur. The gvulos Eretz Yisrael le'inyim b'fanechta b'fanechtam talya b'kibush ole bava. Our tosis, he means here Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't mean the re. Our tosis says that b'fanechta b'fanechtam is talya on the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, ole bava. Ulam midivrei Rashi. Mashma de kavonas hamishna legvul ole mitzrayim. But Rashi doesn't understand it that way. Rashi understands that's dependent on ole mitzrayim. So now, simcha, we have machlekes between you and Reb Nachum Pertzavitz. Says Reb Nachum, Rashi says, shayom agodol gvula. Kidechsivu gvul yam v'ayolachem ayam agodol. So what do we see? That Rashi did something fascinating. Unlike Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi used a gvul, that was our deal that we had a while ago. The Rashi uses a gvul that's from Kedusha Rishona. The e name of the gvul Eretz Yisrael, the inyim afay nechtav tali b'kibush olei bavel, and if you're going to say it's dependent on olei bavel, ein ze shayich klal, hachkra, it's not connected to the pasuk. The minolon to olei bavel kavshu adayom. Because how do we know that the Holy Bible is kovish until this day? And he says that's also the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam balacha yud kasal b'ilchas trumas yisparut chumei Eretz Yisrael. Umistim azvar mashmuk tzas the gam kibush olei mitzrayim mikrei Eretz Yisrael linyin gittin. The kemodali in trumas hareza k'Eretz Yisrael midrabanan. Halacha l'maisa when it comes to trumas, your chayiv in trumas and maestros from olei mitzrayim. Reb Nachum adds it's only midrabanan, but it's the boundary. The boundary what? Reb Nachum assumes that you use the boundary of what's chayiv for trumas midrabanan. If that's so, so the boundary that we use for hilchos b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam is what? Ole mitzrayim, not ole bavel. And Reb Nachum is going to suggest that shitas Rashi as well. Hachinami linyi b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam hareza b'gvul Eretz Yisrael. It's considered the gvul of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Rashi says Yam HaGadol. Because Rashi's Hagdara is not going to be the Hagdara of what? The Hagdara of Olei Bavel. Rashi's Hagdara is going to be Olei Mitzrayim. He then goes on and suggests maybe that could very well be a machlokas between Reb Yehuda and the Tanakama. Venira de Rashi v'Rambam Sfirle de Tanakama Reb Yehuda Pligi Bikra Takana. And what comes out then is that there's a fundamental machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama of B'fan Nechta, B'fan Nechta. The Tana Kama Savar De Ikra Atakana Ahaya De Mokum De Lo Shchichi Lekaimo. The Tana Kama says it's going to be dependent on the Batei Dinim. That's the opinion of the Tana Kama. He holds it's dependent on the Batei Dinim. Mashenke Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, Shizki Lagvula Sfirle together Akatana. He holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's all dependent on the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Why Eretz Yisrael from Ole Mitzrayim and not Ole Bavel? Skip to the top on the second line. The original takana of B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam started already by Bayis Rishon. If it already started by Bayis Rishon, so then we don't follow Rabbeinu Tam that you look at the Ole Bavel. Why would you look at the Ole Bavel? Takana goes all the way back to Bayis Rishon. So what's the answer according to Rabbeinu Tam? The reason Rabbeinu Tam says is because it's dependent on whether they're Batei Dinim and Talmidei Chachamim. Claims Rab Nachum that according to Rashi and the Rambam, at least within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it's no longer dependent on the Ole Bavel. It's dependent on the Ole Mitzrayim because that was the original Takana. And that's why Rashi says the Gvul Yam. Because within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it's entirely dependent on the Gvulos. Famevin Yavin, I wonder, and I'm not sure, if this gets into the fact that Rashi also quoted the Targum. Let me stop over here. Rabosa, we have a lot of chazara. I know we did a lot today. I know many of you are working on the first Tosos, but I wanted to already start before I wanted to make sure that going into Shabbos, we were already working hard on Ashkelon Kedarom. And Mir Tashem, I will do the Tosos. I will do the Tosos Bezer Hashem on Sunday. This is a technical sugya. It's not an easy sugya, but it's Torah itself, and that requires amelus also. Okay, thank you.
Is there shiur tomorrow?
No, there's going to be chazara tomorrow. Mirza Hashem, one day you're going to be doing chazara too. Bezer Hashem. Who's going to do chazara tomorrow? Yisrael, you want to do chazara? You start off tomorrow chazara? Is that okay?
Josh,
you want to do this week chazar or next week chazar? Okay, not so. I'm slating you as a possibility for next week. Go ahead.
When's the Nachas motion?